This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. China has reopened its borders to international visitors for the first time since travel restrictions were imposed at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The easing of restrictions marks the final unraveling of the country's controversial zero COVID policy. For the past few years, it's shielded China's 1.4 billion people from the virus, but also cut them off from the rest of the world. Now, incoming travelers will no longer need to quarantine, only provide a negative PCR test taken within the previous 48 hours. At Beijing Capital International Airport, long-awaited reunions at the arrivals hall that would have been impossible just a day ago are finally a reality.
That's Reuters' Rachel Judah. A road traffic accident in China kills 19 people and leaves 20 wounded ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
According to authorities, the accident, which happened outside Nancheng in Jiangxi province, appears to have involved a truck running into a roadside funeral tent. According to reports, heavy fog may have played a role, but the cause is still under investigation. It took place during the travel rush for the Lunar New Year, China's most important holiday when tens of millions of people return to their hometowns for family gatherings. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukraine's armed forces on Sunday rejected a claim that Moscow conducted a deadly retaliatory strike in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk to avenge the deaths of 89 Russian troops killed. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed in a statement more than 600 Ukrainian servicemen were killed as a result of a strike on Kyiv troops stationed in two buildings in Kramatorsk. Again, Ukraine's armed forces